Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Shmir Salosh and Shar HaTavuna Perik Yud Beis in Shir number 204. The topic of discussion is to recite Zohar Es Asher Asa Hashem Elekecha LeMiriam BaDerech Betzeis Mitzrayim. To recite Zohar Es Asher Asa, to remember what Hashem did to Miriam HaNeviyah BaDerech on the road when we left Mitzrayim. Now, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that this Eitzah is from the Torah HaKdosha. This advice to protect yourself from not speaking Lashon Hara is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydo v'atzmai. But yet we find, says the Chafetz Chaim, that sometimes people, even while they're in the middle saying this pasuk, can be involved with speaking Lashon Hara. So the question is like this. Does this work or does it not work? You see, the Chafetz Chaim is asking that people have a time, if you will, that I say this pasuk, the Sheish Zechirus, I say, and it doesn't protect me from not speaking Lashon Hara, and I still listen to Lashon Hara also. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you see there's a problem with an Eitzah of the Torah is pure. The Torah is fine. Perhaps we're not doing it properly. You ever have an outlet and you have the plug and you have to try to put the plug into the outlet? Very, very simple, very basic. And you take it and you're not paying attention to what you're doing and you're pushing it in and it's not going. And you push hard and it's not going. And sometimes when people push too hard, they break the plug. What do they have to do? Well, sometimes there's one side that's a little thicker than the other side. And they did this on purpose. So all they have to do is turn it over and put the right side, the thicker side, or the left, whatever it is, put it in properly. So a person's going to look at the company and say, oh, it's a manufacturer, call them up, email them, send them a letter. You send me a wonderful device, I'd love to use it, but I can't plug it in. So they say, sir, we are sorry for your difficulties, but you see, the plug has a thicker side, a larger side, and a smaller side. And you have to put the thicker one in the thicker hole and the smaller and smaller hole. If it doesn't work like that, it won't be able to be plugged in. Sounds absurd, right? I know somebody who once called down a repairman for his washing machine. And the washing machine repairman said to him, well, you see this long rope that comes out of the machine? Looks a little like a snake. It has to go into the wall. You have to plug it in first. My friend told me he was so embarrassed. He actually is pretty handy. He just didn't check. He didn't check. He didn't think, why should the plug be pulled out? Right? These are basics. You got to plug it in order to turn it on. The Chafetz Chaim is saying, there are basics that if we don't fulfill the pasuk properly, the eights of what Hashem is telling us, it's not going to work. It's not that there's a problem over there. It's a problem with how we're implementing it. We're not plugging it in properly. So how do you plug it in properly? How do you apply this pasuk to protect us from speaking Lashon Hara? And he tells us there's a reason why the pasuk is written the way it is, and every single aspect of the pasuk has to be analyzed and implemented to be properly used to protect us from speaking Lashon Hara. And he says there are four main points that we have to apply in our reciting of this pasuk. Number one, Zachor es Asher Asa, remember what Hashem did. Hainam Asher Asa, what Hashem did. Meaning that he brought Tzaras to Miriam HaNeviyah. Who did he do this to? Number two, Lemi Asa, LeMiriam. Be'ezem Mokoyim Asa, Baderech. Where did this take place? On the road, while they are traveling, in the Midbar. When, chronologically, historically, did this take place? Betzeischem mimitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim. Umay yichdolanu ha'tayr v'azkir elu dvarim. Why did the Torah HaKadosha single out these four points specifically about Miriam in order to remember what happened? What does it make a difference if it was a different punishment or if it was tzaras? Or if this took place to Miriam or someone else? Or if this took place in the house or on the road? Or if it was when they left Mitzrayim or they didn't leave Mitzrayim? On them elu hadalim pratim hechreichim lezachira, but in truth, it was like this. These four points are essential to prevent a person from speaking lashon hara. V'tayelis gedoyla lamizbaynin b'hem. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is pointing out. And let's start with one at a time. Lezek siv zachar es asher asa. Step number one, the pasuk is telling us, remember Eis Asher Asa. Remember what Hashem did. Hainu, she yizkor. We have to remember. Remember doesn't mean zachar Asher Asa. When you take off your tefillin right away, quickly and done. Zachar. Stop. Think. Contemplate. Shevi is boining. And contemplate as goydel ha'inish, the tremendous great punishment, shenasa law of a dibura b'moisha b'inu lavashon, that Miriam and Nevi'ah spoke lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's step number one. And it's not just any punishment, but it's a punishment of tzaras, which is very serious, an extremely harsh punishment. And it's impossible. It's such a horrific affliction that a person cannot be cured unless Hashem will give this cure to it. It's not a natural, regular skin lesion or go to the dermatologist. Okay, the Esau, as it says, v'tziva ha-koyin v'shochet, v'tziva ha-achas, there's a whole procedure going to the koyin to purify the metzayra. Why is one bird shechted and the other bird set free? Says the Medrash. To come to teach us. Because really, the same way someone, something that is shechted, the bird that shechted, cannot come back. Cannot come back alive. The bird that shechted cannot come back to life. Kach yeshal and the goyim lachzor. So too, it is impossible for tzaras to go away on its own. We have to know this. That tzaras will not go away on its own. And the level of its impurity, of its tumah, is so strong, so powerful, that the person has to live outside of all three camps. And this is what we have to be thinking when we say the words, Zachar es asher asa Hashem Elokecha. Miriam, Baderech, Beitzes, I'm sorry. We're going to discuss each and every part of this. If I could use a term from the generation that we live in now, is that like you have to picture these words of the Pasuk in your Siddur, and I'm not encouraging for a half a second to use your iPad, your iPhone. You have enough Siddurim to use in the shul, but imagine they're linked. Each word is linked. And it's linked to all this. Zachar, remember. Remember the severity, what Hashem did. That really tzaras is the punishment that he brought. Tzaras does not go away. Man she'enkin shar temeim, as opposed to other temeim, v'gam temei kol mi sheba ba'aloi kimoi shekasa b'kras. So too, this tumah spreads to everyone else who's in the same place, same tent. as the pasuk tells us. Megamu chosh of kimeis, a person with saras, as the Gemara in the Darim tells us, and that samach dalav and beis is viewed like he is not alive, like he's dead. V'mashikasov zachar es asher also, and that is what we have to remember when Hashem, when you say Hashem, what Hashem did. This is the first point. This is the first point. Let's just stop here. Let's review what we said so far. Zachar es asher also. Remember what Hashem did. And to who he did it to. He brought saras. What is saras? Saras is an affliction, a spiritual affliction that will not go away over the course of time. It will only go away because Hashem takes it away. It is so strong. Its tuma, its impurity is so powerful. The person who has saras has to be sent all the way outside mechutz l'machane of three machanois, of all the camps. Who is this done to Miriam and Neviah? Anyone that comes in contact, that's like a person who has saras, like they're dead. Now, when a person says that every single day, thinking that, and then something comes along that he wants to say or that she wants to say, you know what happens? They close their mouth. Because they remind themselves, just this point alone, wait a minute, do I want to put myself into the category of saras? And let me just say something which we'll discuss later on. And we discussed in the previous shurim as well, previous sfarim from the Chofetz Chaim. One should not make a grave mistake by thinking that there's no tzaras today. Because the Chofetz Chaim has clearly told us that tzaras can manifest itself in many other ways. So the actual tzaras itself, that we don't have today, but similar punishment of tzaras, the Chofetz Chaim clearly tells us, don't think, oh, you know, we're not on that level, so tzaras, so I don't have to be concerned about it. No. We have to realize that the punishment of tzaras can manifest itself in different ways. Just like skila strefa herik v'chendik, the dalar mises of Bezdin, do apply, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's daf lamed zayin, with Beis tells us over there, that a person who is chayiv skila, oy noifim in a gag, he might fall off rachmanos on a rooftop, etc., etc. The punishments of dalar mises of Bezdin still are in existence, play themselves out in different ways, even though there's no Edim and Bezdim in this generation. So this is the first step. Remember what Hashem did as a punishment to Miriam, the severity of Tzaras, that she got Tzaras, which is like a person is dead, and it won't go away. That death sentence really would not be removed, if not for Hashem taking it off, outside Mechutz L'Machaneh. Anyone else in that place, in that oil, in that tent, would also become Tamei Tumas Saras. And we'll pick this up, Mitzvah, next time, with the next stage, next level of, next thought we have to think of when we say this Pasuk.